Nashtaprayeshu Padveshu
Nashtaprayeshu Padveshu
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya
Bhagavatyutama Shloke
Bhagavatyutama Shloke
Bhaktir Bhakti Naishtaki
Bhaktir Bhakti Naishtaki
Narayanam Namaskritya
Narayanam Namaskritya
Nam Seva Narottamam
Nyanam Seva Narottamam
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam
Tavyam Adhiraya Mukam Karoti Vatsadam Bhangam Langai Tegiram Yatripatamaham Vande Shigurum Vinatarnam Paramanandam Aravam Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Sinamani Namaste Sarasvati Devam Gauravani Pracharane Nivase Sushinivari Prasthityadisatayane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Gaura Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama and how we come, 10 Canto, chapter 65. Yeah. Lord Balaram returns to Vrindavan, chapter 64 in Krishna book, because Prabhupada put two chapters together in the end, 89 and 90. It's a very wonderful chapter. And the setting of it is that Krishna and Balaram, of course, had left Vrindavan when they were like 8 years old or so. Sorry, you say they were 10, say 11 years old. And then they went to Mathura until they were about 28. Then they went to Dwarka. So it was a long, long time after they had been in Dwarka that Balaram came. And when he came, the gopis became very excited because they said, oh, Krishna promised that he would come back. And then he sent Uddhava. Uddhava came. And that gave us some hope. But now Balaram came. We continued living because of the presence of Uddhava. His bodily color reminded us so much of Krishna's color, same color as now, Varna. And then his talks about the pastimes. Although he's trying to preach to us, to relax and be peaceful with his Gyan Sambandha. But still, nevertheless, we kept our hope and we kept living with the idea that Krishna will surely come back, because he promised he would. Then after a long time, then Balaram came. So the older brother comes, and surely the younger brother will come very soon. So their hopes became very high. So they were in a very, very high mood when Balaram came, very, very happy and anticipating. Oh, now Balaram's here. And he's like the protector of Krishna, he's like the father of Krishna, he's the brother of Krishna, he's the friend of Krishna, he's the servant of Krishna, he's always with Krishna. So he must be coming first to make sure everything's all right. And there's no demons around. In case there's any demons lying around, Balaram will finish them off so his brother can safely come. And they were all very, very happy when he came. So not a very long chapter, maybe we can just read the whole chapter. Maybe the script is over at 7:30. Then we can take that out if we have to speak with it. First verse. Sri Shukuvacha. Balabhadra Kuru Sreshta Bhagavan Ratamas Astitaha Surin Dibikshur Utkanta Priyayo Nandagokulam. Shukuvacha. Shukadev Goswami said, Balabhadra. Who's that? Vala. Kuru Shrestha. Oh, best of the Kurus. Bhagavan. Supreme Lord. Ratam. Chariot. Astita. Mounted. Surit, his well-wishing friend, Didrikshu, wishing to see, Utkanta, eager, Prayayo, travel, Nandagokulam, the coward village of Nanda Maharaj. Shukadev Goswami said, O best of the Kurus, once Lord Balaram, eager to visit his well-wishing friend, mounted his chariot and traveled to Nandagokul. This word, Utkanta, is a type of bhav called Vyavachari bhav, Utkantika bhav. We described it before. This kanta means neck. I just say Tosi Kanti, Kanti in the neck. And then ut means uthista, which is get up or extend. So when the neck is extended, when do you extend the neck? Waiting for someone. You're waiting for someone, you're eager to see something. What is that? Someone says, oh, do you see that bird? Oh, yeah, what's that bird? Oh.
What?
You'll extend your neck, right? You'll
where?
There's eagerness, so it says that Utkanta is eagerness. It means eager. So Balaram is in this Utkanta Kabhav. His heart is so much eager to go back to Nanda Gokul and see the gopas and the gopis and all the Nanda Baba and everyone there. His father, Nanda Baba's father, the father in law, I think. It says he's described, he's getting in his chariot and he's extending. He's like, he's not just, okay, let's go for a ride, we'll go to Vrindavan. Oh, Vrindavan. He's extending. He says he mounted his chariot and he was eager. He says, eager to visit his well-wishing friend. What kind of means? This type of eagerness. And that's just all I'm eager. Oh, let's go to Vrindavan. Oh. He's like, oh. Purport. Jiva Goswami points out that Lord Balaram's journey to Vrindavan is also described in the Harivamsa. Kasyachit atakalya lasya smitva gopesha solidam jagamaiko vrajam nama krishna syanu mate sitaha. These are all words for friendship. Surit, mitra, surit, solidam. There are different intensities. Each word has a different meaning. They all mean friend or friendship. Like son is called Mitra, which means friend, but that's just a social friend or a distant friend because he's friendly to everyone. But Surit, Rit means heart, Riti. Surit means a heartfelt friend. And Sorid and Surit are the same. So in the Sanskrit and the Bhagavatam, it says Surit Didikshu. Didikshu means to see, like Darshan. Diksha or Darshan means to see. So he wants to see his heartfelt friends, and the same thing as to hear Sodhidam. Remembering the deep friendship he once enjoyed with the cowherd folk, Lord Ram went alone to Braj, having taken Lord Krishna's permission. The simple residents of Vrindavan were aggrieved that Krishna had gone elsewhere to live, so Balaram went there to console them. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur addresses the question of why Lord Krishna, the great ocean of pure love, great ocean of pure love. Mahanidhi. It's Premanidhi. That's what this means. Great ocean of Premanidhi. Mahapremanidhi. The great ocean. Did not also go to Braj. In explanation, the Acharya provides the following two verses. So some people say, well, Balaram went. He went on the chariot. Why did he just take his brother with him? It's not a big thing. If you're going somewhere in your car, why can't you take your brother? Have a room, comfortable chariot, plenty of room for two, and let's go. Pretty close, these verses. Priyasi prema vyakyataha pitara vati vatsalaha prema vashyas to Krishna tam tyaktva na katam eshyati yati matveva yadava pratyabhadhan harer gato braja prema pravadi sva vila dinatvam iyusha the yadu spat. The Lord's beloved girlfriend in Braj are famous for their pure, ecstatic love, and his parents are extremely affectionate toward him, Nanda and Yashoda. Lord Krishna is controlled by pure love, so if he goes to see them, how will he be able to leave them and come back to see us? This is the Yadus, the Yadavas, the resonance of Vorka. They're thinking like this. They know the position of his bhakti. With this in mind, the Yadus prevented Lord Hari from going, knowing that he becomes subservient to the pastime in which he reciprocates the ever-increasing love of the inhabitants of Braj. So this is a love battle, love war.
It's like a tug of war. They put the rope on one side and the other side, and they look at the other.
So it says that the they understood that he's controlled, prema vyakitaha. He's controlled there. Vatsali is there, prema vashya, his friend, and the brother prema. Viradi na tong iyushaha. Harer gato. That he goes there and he won't come back. And then we'll die. Just without seeing it every day. Because every day everyone comes out of their houses and line the streets when the Dwarkadish comes out of his palace. They all come out of other houses, and they stand there and they just drink his darshan, and all the senior people are waiting in Sudan Assembly House, all the political figures and leaders of Dwarka, they're meeting him there. So all the ladies, elderly and younger ladies, young ladies and elderly ladies, young children, everyone comes out to the street at darshan, like the rising sun. Everyone greets the rising sun with holding hands and pouring water. So he's like the rising sun for the lotuses of the hearts of the residents of Dwarka. When the sun rises in the lotus, although it's very tender and delicate, the sun rays nourish the lotus and it opens up very nicely. There's no sun, it won't open. When he comes out of his palace and walks down the road, it's like the sun is rising in our hearts, out of darshan, and your hearts open up and you feel so happy. So if he's not there, then they'll die. That lotus won't open, and they can't live without his darshan every day. So they're very selfish. Love is like that. Love becomes love is selfish in one sense. And selfish and selfless. Love in that realm is sometimes just like you can imagine that when Krishna is with Chandravali and Gauri Tirtha, and then some of the sakis come over there and they tell Krishna, oh, you know, Krishna, there's a big demon came and he's harassing your cows and you better go there. And it's just a trick by the sakis, gopis, of Radharani to get Krishna to leave Chandravali. So they tell him, like, oh, Krishna, didn't you hear the news? That the big demons come over the Radhakrishna. Another of the has come, and your cows are with Gwal Pakora, and he's harassing them, and you better go there, otherwise your cows will all be lost. My cows? Really? They're in danger? Oh, Chandravali has to go. Hey, well, you know. Then he leaves. But she, what does she say? No, don't go. Please stay. No, don't go. Because she says, feeling some selfishness in one sense. No, selfishness and selflessness. Please stay so I can serve you. Don't go. No, I can't serve you. That's the out of it. And selfish, it sounds like selfish. Oh, don't go. We won't let you go because he won't come back. And we'll suffer. But they're also thinking, please don't go because then we can't serve you. And we can appreciate even the work of us. We're appreciating. So Vishnath is saying, this is the answer to why Krishna didn't come. So he was detained by the residents of Dwarka. Parishwaktash tirotkantar gopar gopibir evacha brahmo bivadya pitarav vashir bir abhinandataha. Having long suffered the anxiety of separation, the coward men and their wives embraced Lord Balaram. The Lord then offered respects to his parents, and they joyfully greeted him with prayers. Therefore, Vishnu Chakravarti gives the following verses regarding the situation. Nityananda Swarupo Ki Prematapto Vrajokasam Yayo Krishnam Api Tyaktva Yastam Rama Muhustumaha. Let us repeatedly glorify Lord Balaram. Although he is the original personality of eternal bliss, Nityananda, he felt pained by his love for the residents of Braja, and thus he went to see them, even at the cost of leaving Lord Krishna. That's interesting.
It says because that's another question. If Balaram loves Krishna so much and has so much deep affection for him, he can't sleep at night unless he knows Krishna's already taking rest, then he can take rest. Not just Krishna takes rest even at night, and he gets up, the first thing he does is come to see Krishna. He has so much love for Krishna, and how could he leave Krishna? How could Balaram, that's another question, how could Balaram leave his beloved Krishna? So, what Chakravarti is saying is that the love of the Vrijvasis, the Gopas, his Gopa friends, and Nanda Baba, and of course the Gopis, his Gopis, was so great that he was able to tolerate the pain of leaving Krishna. The Gopis were the Gopis, and Gopis were the Vrijvasis. Just see the power of the love of Vrijvasis. Even that the Vrijvasis' love is so great that it can even separate Krishna from Balaram, or Balaram from Krishna.
Shiram na pahi dasharha tanujo jagat ishvaraha it yaropyankam alingya netrai shishishchur delay. Nandan Yashoda prayed, O descendant of Dasharha, O Lord of the universe, may you and your younger brother Krishna ever protect us. Saying this, they raised Balaram onto their lap, embraced him, and moistened him with tears from their eyes. And Balaram's not a baby anymore. Balaram's a Kshatriya, Kshatriya, because he's Vasudeva, son of Vasudeva Mahini, and Vasudeva's a Kshatriya. And it's clear, his line is clear that he's a Kshatriya. Krishna's sometimes not clear whether he's Vaishya, Kshatriya, what is he, his line. So, his huge man, huge Kshatriya, Lord Balaram, and Nanda Yashoda, oh, Gauji, oh, Balabhadra, please come in my lap. Please, they put him on their lap and they're just crying and moistening with tears in their eyes. And imagine what he's saying, oh, Ma, oh, Ma. he has his arm around, Mother Yashoda's neck or something, and sitting on his lap, full grown man. Extraordinary scene. Srila Jiva Goswami comments on this verse as follows. Nanda and Yashoda prayed to Balaram, may you, along with your younger brother, protect us. Thus they expressed their respect for the fact that he is the elder brother, and they also showed how much they considered him their own son. What a beautiful scene. Of course, there's no commentary about that, but at least we can try to envision it whenever we read the Bhagavatam. Describing scenes and persons and places, and try to paint that scene within us as a beautiful personality. Lord Balaram with his beautiful golden complexion, refulgent like the white moon, kind of whitish golden complexion. So soothing and attractive like the beautiful full moon. And then Nanda Baba, his body is golden color. And then Yashoda's body is golden color. Lord Balaram then paid proper respects to the elder cowherd men, and the younger ones all greeted him respectfully. He met them all with smiles, handshakes, and so on. Dealing personally, I don't know if the answer is there for handshakes. Yeah, Lord Brahma. Yeah, Narayan is pleased with Brahma's creation, so he shakes hands with Lord Brahma. Well done, Brahma, well done. Hastya hasta grahadi. Hastagraha means taking of the hand.
I think I'll show you what it is. Put your hand up.
It's like, you know, this is, you know, like this type of thing, you know. You know, this is, you know, this is, here you go. How you doing, Balaram? Nice to see you, Balaram. How you doing, Soka Krishna? Good to see you, Soka.
Take hands with the cowboy boys.
But for Western audience, for Western people, how do they understand it? Holding the hand, affectionately caressing the hand to the other hand. You know, how do you just do a handshake?
You only want to take it.
This is what they do on the spiritual world. He met them all with smiles and answers and so on. Dealing personally with each one according to age, degree of friendship, and family relationship. Some embrace, some held her hand, touched on the head, some he paid obeisance to, or the senior to him, he paid and touched the feet. All different, so many fine points of etiquette. Then after resting, Balaram accepted a comfortable seat and everyone gathered around him, with voices faltering out of love for him. Gadgadadaya, right? Gadgadadaya. Right? Nayanam Gadadashudaya. Padanam Gadgara Riya. Gadgara Riya Gara. So that means Gadgara means faltering. Prema is there. Prema Gadgaraya Gira. Gira means voices. With voices faltering out of love for him. Those cowards who had dedicated everything to lotus eyed Krishna asked about the health of their dear ones in Dwarka. And Balaram in turn asked about the cowherd's welfare. The cowherd. The gopis said, O Ram, are all our relatives doing well? And Ram, do all of you with your wives and children still remember us? It is our great fortune that sinful Kamsa has been killed and our dear relatives freed. And it is also our good fortune that our relatives have killed and defeated their enemies and found complete security in a great fortress. Sukadeva continues, honored to have the personal audience of Lord Balaram, the young gopis smiled and asked him, is Krishna the darling of the city women living happily? He uses the word darling. What is the word for darling? Oh, Vallabha. Actually, Radha Vallabha means it, you know, the darling of Radha. You know, Radha and the darling of Vallabha. Shri Radha Vallabha Vrindavana Natavara. Shri Radha Vallabha Vrindavana Natavara. Radha Vallabha means the darling of Radha. Who is the darling of Radha? Pura Shri Janavallabha. So Pura means like Jagannath Puri means the city, right? Puri. Sri Jana, all the women. Vallabha, the darling of all the women. Pura Sri Jana Vallabha. So the young gopis, it's interesting. I mean, the young gopis are saying, well, all the women down there happy with Krishna? You know, the gopis are not asking, you know, how's his chariots, how's his soldiers, how's his kingdom, how's his demons. They say, well, I suppose, it says, the young gopis smiled and asked, is Krishna the darling of the city women living happily? immediately they connected him with the female, you know, with the girls, you know. They didn't just say, is Krishna happy? Is Krishna the son of Nandanandan, or the son of Devaki Nandan? Is Krishna the son of Devaki and Vasudeva happy? Is Krishna the Balaram Sutta, or the, you know, open that window. Is Krishna the brother of Balaram happy? Is Krishna the leader of the Yadus happy? You know, they didn't say anything like that. Immediately they just said,
It's Krishna. You know which Krishna I'm talking about? Because many people may have the name Krishna, because just like in Delhi, so many people are called Krishna. Because they, they have, can be others. Of course, he's the only one with that name. What's the difficulty? There's a name over there for the man. You say Van. Krishna, Krishna, Ram, 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 Ram. You gotta do all that, just open a window on me. Anyway. No, I shouldn't, you should. You can even roll it. So it's very nice that they say Atmanam, Atmanam Manyate Jagat. Atmanam, that myself, I see the universe in terms of the way I think. Atmanam Manyate Jagat. So if I'm a lusty person, then I see other people must be lusty. If I'm kind of a thief and a crooked person, I'll say, oh, there's so many thieves around here. Everyone's a thief. And, like that. That too is within us. We project to our environment. Like that. Conditioned souls are like that. So the gopis of Vrindavan are thinking, is that darling, Pura Sri Janavalava? Pura Sri Janavalava. Is that darling of the city women? How is he doing? Purport. According to the Acharyas, Lord Krishna's beloved girlfriends were smiling with divine madness. Divyam Mata. Divya means, Daivi Shakti, or Divya means transcendental. Divyagyan, transcendental knowledge. So Divyonmad. Mad means madness. Unmad means very mad. So Divyonmad means Divyonmad. Complete transcendental madness. They were smiling in complete transcendental, like, oh, you know. Like, because they were seeing him when they're speaking his name and they're thinking of him in that context that he's a Vallabha. He's our darling, and now he's their darling. And, you know, and so when they're thinking of their Krishna Vallabha, their darling Shyam Vallabha, they're like smiling. So their smiling is like, smiling with divine madness. And they were feeling extreme unhappiness and separation. Lord Ram deeply respected their great love for Sri Krishna, his younger brother. And thus the term Ram Sandarshanadrika carries the meaning that Balaram honored the gopis, as well as giving the meaning that they honored him. And he respected them as so dear. He loves Krishna like you love Krishna. See that. They were honoring him, but he was honoring that love. He was honoring the love within them. And the Bhava they were expressing. His own mother, Mahabhava. His own mother, Mahabhava. Sensual manners of separation. The first they identify which Krishna they're talking about, the Pura Sri Janavalava, that darling of the city women. So immediately they ask, so what's he doing down there with all the city women? Then they kind of check themselves and say, does he remember his family members? Especially his father and mother? Do you think he'll ever come back, even once, to see his mother? And does the mighty arm Krishna remember the service we always did for him? Kachit smarati va bandhum pitaram mataram tasaha apyaso mataram jashtum sakrit apya kamishyati api va smarate smakam Anusevam Mahabhuja. The gopis would render service to Lord Krishna by bringing flower garlands.
Skillfully using perfume and constructing sand and beds and canopies out of flower petals. By these simple acts of love, the gopis render the greatest service to the Supreme Personality of God.
We abandon our mothers, fathers, brothers, husbands, children, even though these families are difficult to give up. But now, O Lord, that same Krishna has suddenly abandoned us. We abandon everyone. All the people we know, all the people that are near and dear to us, have any meaning or not. All the nations, even our own babies, we abandon all that. Love him. And now he's abandoned us. And gone away, breaking off all affectionate ties with us. And yet how could any woman fail to trust his promises?
He promised to come back. So they've been waiting now.
It's nice to hear.
How can intelligent city women possibly trust the words of one whose heart is so unsteady and who is so ungrateful? They must believe him because he speaks so wonderfully, and also because of his beautiful smiling glance arouses their love. They must believe him. But how? They're saying,
these ladies are They're intelligent city women. They're very cultured and refined. They know all the arts and all the knowledge and data. How can they be fooled? Of course, it's understood that we're simple and naive. We could be fooled, but how can they be fooled? Where's his gratitude? Their booty is notched because of Krishna Sundara. Sundara roots in their sweet words and sweet.
Purport. According to Sri Swami, some gopis speak the first lines of this verse and others reply in the second two lines.
That's great. The two gopis say, how could those intelligent city women fall for him? Don't they understand he's so ungrateful and unsteady? How could they fall for it? They're intelligent, they're sharp. Now there's a girl, we say, yeah, well, listen. You know what happens when Krishna looks at them and starts speaking? They forget it, they lose all their intelligence. That's why. Then another gopi says,
oh, why bother talking about him, dear gopi? Please talk of something else.
Oh, wow. That's the only thing. Now, that's the father of the beast. He's the nation of the guy. Mama, there, who is thirsty, who thought of the Shnavya, and so is a player with the enemy, that I get that. The Shnavya, and then you have to thought, all right, we know that. He moved for the Rashi again, and it's not, and reach the nails to the earth, then I got my love on the shelf, and the enemy is all I have to have, and if you know me,
I'm already with the owner here from the Ralph Rath Nadine. Well, I'll hear the Mashdol for killing or of me. Thank you.